I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
I think the next thing I saw of Star Wars, and people who are bigger Star Wars fans might be able to help me out with this if I'm slightly incorrect, but I watched the infamous Christmas special, and which as a kid didn't I was just happy to get anything of Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I don't remember that. By the way, I have not watched it as a grown up, but as a kid. And getting that cartoon of this Boba Fett dude was like, what is that? And I'd seen an image of Boba Fett. And I was already a fan of Boba Fett before I had seen Boba Fett. Because I just thought his armor was phenomenal. And then you would get those, like you'd be talking to friends and someone said, oh, I read in this magazine that he's got like a Wookiee scalp. And you go, what is this badass doing? Like, what is he up to? And they're like, oh, he's coming after Han. And it's like, and Boba Fett was like Darth, where he was like, well, how's Han going to get out of this? Like, he's a pretty good shot. Like, but if he's teaming up with Darth, Han has no chance. And so when I was going into Empire, with the little bits that I'd read and the little bits I'd seen of Boba Fett, I was already thinking, I feel dread. I feel dread for some of my favourite characters here.
But Boba Fett is such a lesson in building a character that he just had a sweet suit.
Sweet suit.
Said about three things.
Right.
And you were just left to fill in the blanks.
Like, just left to fill in the blanks and fill them in I did. I have... So, do you want me... So for everyone having a listen, and thank you for listening, and I hope you didn't overreact when I overreacted about taking your life if you're not enjoying the new Doctor Who, but you keep watching it. But I have been saying to Steel before we did this podcast that I was going to tell you something from when I was a kid, a big idea I had for a full-on movie, and you can't do it now. But anyway, I told this to my friends, and my friends were so excited by it, we extrapolated on where it would go. But we had an idea for a Han Solo movie before Return of the Jedi came out. So Boba would be after him, like he's gotten away, Boba Fett's after him and that, and then he turns the tables and he goes after Fett, which Fett's not expecting. So anyway, long story short, when he captures him, do you remember... And I don't know if this is canon or not, but there was the rumor as a kid that Han Solo used to be a stormtrooper, and the reason he stopped being a stormtrooper was the way they were mistreating Chewie.
Yeah, that's... Well, it's all up in the air at the moment. But,
right.
But that has always been the story, is that Han was in the Imperial Navy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he was a stormtrooper or a pilot or whatever, and he sort of realized things... weren't that cool and helped Chewie escape, and that's why Chewie had the life debt.
Yes.
To protect Han at all times.
Great backstory as well. Like as a kid, that idea that Han had done that for Chewie was really awesome. Like it was really, oh, no wonder those dudes are just hanging out together in that ship. Like why wouldn't you, right? So anyway, with that in mind, they would capture Fett, like there'd be a big battle, and then in the ensuing fight, Han would shoot the helmet and the helmet would split, and when it opened, it would be Han, because Boba Fett was a clone of Han Solo from when he was in the Stormtrooper period, and Boba Fett had also left the Imperial Navy, and that's why out of everyone, like he was a bounty hunter anyway, but that's why he had a hard-on for Han, because that's the original him. And so that would intertwine them more. And I said that as an idea to my friends. Like, I must have been about 8 or 9. And I said that to my friends. And my friends went, oh, my God. And then we drew comics about it. And then so by the time Return of the Jedi came out, we'd already built up this idea of, like, we didn't know what was going to happen. And it was just so disappointing that he took Boba out by accident.
Yeah. But
that was the first time. That was the first moment. In, like, there's only two things I don't really enjoy in Jedi. One is Han taking Boba out by accident, and two, even as a kid, I just, because I thought the stormtroopers were so fearsome, I couldn't buy into cuddly toys taking them out. If that had been, you know, like the rumor of big Wookiees coming down and cracking their heads, I would have bought into that. But as a kid, I just couldn't buy into fluffy toys taking out something that I saw, like, as I said, the first time I saw stormtroopers, I thought, what are they? Like, they are really scary. And so something fluffy taking something out that's really scary was a bit...
I was totally into the Ewoks fighting the... I have, like, memories of the montage of when they, you know, they sort of show all different things going on with the AT-ST getting crushed by the logs, and
yeah,
they're all throwing rocks on ropes and yeah, wicket cops around there. Like, I remember just being enthralled with that.
And, yeah,
you know, we've discussed it before on the podcast, but the...
It's such a cliche for someone my age to not enjoy the Ewoks.
Yeah.
But
there's that Oscar snub scene where one Ewok dies and the other Ewok mourns his death, and they should be studying that at NIDA.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I did find that sad as a kid. Like, you know, regardless of the jokes that are made now as a grown up, I did find that scene sad. But overall, I still really enjoyed Jedi, and I was also a bit fascinated with where Luke was going. And I think what you said about it would have been nice to have a bit more of a taste of, oh, is he actually going to do something bad? Would have been nice.
Well, a lot of people that talk Star Wars, they've got a lot of changes for the prequels.
Mm.
But then the original trilogy, I sort of feel like that's not analyzed that much. Mm. With, like, oh, you probably should have gone that way with that. Like,
yeah.
And I think with that Boba Fett thing, it definitely should have been the standoff that you're waiting for. Mm. Was Luke versus Boba Fett. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like the bounty hunter with the jetpack versus the Jedi with the lightsaber who's just come of age.
Yeah, I would have been into seeing Luke and Boba having a proper fight. I was really into the idea of Han and Fett going for it, you know. But to me, Boba Fett was the kind of villain that I would have been up for watching all of our heroes fight him. Like, he should have been that good that he was taking out, like, it would have taken the combined might of Han and Luke and Leia. Like, Leia should have been, like, Leia was, people forget that Leia was badass from the first movie. You know, like, her firing at him would have been pretty cool too.
But then here's the flip side. This is the thing that I've got in my head. So Boba Fett, he's got all these weapons, the flamethrower, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
He flies down, lands in front of Luke. And Luke just gives him the Jango Fett Mace Windu treatment.
Right.
Off with your head. And that sort of just says, this is how good Luke is now.
Right.
Since Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the most feared bounty hunter, but this is Return of the Jedi, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Jedi are back.
Yes. I just don't know why, like, they had all those crazy, fantastic bounty hunters. Like, bring all of them in. Like, let's have all the bounty hunters fighting and having Luke just cut a sway through them. That would have been cool too.
Have the scene with Boba Fett's head landing in the Sarlacc and the Sarlacc letting out a burp.
It's funny what you said was we don't quite give the original trilogy as much of a critical overview. And I feel like the only thing that I would change from Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back is just let's not have with the kissy-kissy with Leia. Like, that would be the thing that I would take out. Or at least have a scene in the third film where they look at each other and go, "Ugh." Yeah. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That would have been my final scene of Return of the Jedi. If I was making it, it would have been everyone happy and then Han saying, "Wait a minute, your brother and sister, right? And them going, yeah. And so, well, what was up with that scene in Empire? And them looking at each other, going, ooh. And then John Williams' music kicks
in. The John Williams banjo theme comes in.
Yes, it's the Deliverance version.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.